Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hey! Hour number two, the restart and the newest after our super secret home base. It's weird. It really is weird. But I already like this setup better than sitting in a spare bedroom with my nose stuck in a green painted corner. And yes, you told me to decorate it. So I hung up some cards and that was fine. But I'm actually looking out a window. Although all I can see with the dark beyond the window is my own face. So it's a little disconcerting. I'm glad the curtains are there. I pull back the curtains and I, over the top of my Christmas cactus that's sitting in the window and my African violet, I can see my own face, which is a little odd. I can't watch myself talk on the radio. So the curtains provide a nice buffer between me and the rest of the neighborhood. But for now, it's not my favorite thing to have my radio equipment set up in my living room, especially when I have people come over or if I want to watch TV. I got to move stuff back and move stuff away. But I was very thankful that my internet service was transferred smoothly, easily. Actually, the Verizon guy showed up an hour early last Saturday. So you may have seen my tweet. It was the day after my staycation started and Movageddon was well underway. And I went and I thought, okay, it was a really hot, humid day that was on tap last Saturday in my neighborhood. This is going back, so not just 2 days ago, but I thought, okay, Penny and I are going to go. We're going to get some coffee and we're going to go to the park before it gets really busy. We'll get back. I'll have some breakfast. And then not only was the internet guy coming, but then my family was arriving by 11 o'clock that morning. And so I pull back in my driveway, coffee and dog in hand, and the Verizon truck is already here an hour early. How often do we complain or scoff about the internet people and how the internet people, it sounds like some kind of weird society. The internet people don't show up until the very end of your appointment window, if they show up at all. Well, kudos to Phil the Verizon guy, because it was hot, it was humid, and the man showed up an hour early, and actually it took him 3 hours to rig my house for the internet because it wasn't fiber optic wired. They had a guy in a bucket truck up on the electric pole, the telephone pole. And so anyway, perfectly transferred. When I turned on my computer, because it was the same IP address and I purchased the router, so it was the same router, after Phil was done drilling holes in my wall and wiring the house, everything ran very smoothly. No problems with my TV, no problems with the internet. My brother works from home and he worked from my home this past week, so he had no issues. So I'm very grateful that we had no technical problems in transferring the radio equipment over, and we tested it. We gave it a quick test run a couple hours before the show. So phew, that is one major concern that it has been alleviated. And now here I am in the second after hour super secret home base. I pray I will not have to move again anytime soon. Oh my gosh, you guys. I handed in the keys to my rental house about, I guess it would be about 9 hours ago now. And it was such a relief. being responsible for two properties, having to take care of two yards, cleaning two places, just in general, the stress and the list of things that have to be done as you empty one house. And of course, I want my security deposit back. Had to go through the final walkthrough on Sunday, but then also trying to set up this new place. I'm so thankful my family showed up, and my brother, my mom, my mom's husband, they worked tirelessly all week. My nieces and my sister-in-law were here last weekend. Each of my nieces got in a tub. I have two full bathrooms. Each of my nieces got in a tub and scrub-a-dub-dub, nieces in the tub. So my older niece took the upstairs tub. My younger niece took the downstairs tub and shower. And I had done so much cleaning. You remember the refrigerator from hell. I had done so much cleaning over the past week before they showed up. I hadn't gotten to the tubs and the showers. I had done the rest of the bathrooms, but not that. And so they were awesome. My sister-in-law, she's the Swiffer queen. I told you she's Mr. Clean. So she took the Swiffer and did all the floors. We grilled out actually twice, but last Sunday I welcomed my family. First cookout here at the house. We did burgers. We did Italian sausage, both sweet and hot. We had so much fun. The charcoal grill outside on the back patio. And it was really cool to have my first cookout of the year and my first cookout at the new place with the family. So I am eternally grateful that God gave me this family. We look funny. We are all different shapes and sizes and colors. We come from all over the place. We very rarely get all seven of us together, but I couldn't have asked for a better family that always shows up when I need them. And not only did they show up, but I actually didn't want them to work and clean as much as they did. And I was so stressed out because I was so overwhelmed about the moving process. And I kept apologizing. My sister-in-law finally yelled at me, "Stop apologizing. We understand. You're stressed. You're overwhelmed. You're tired. We're here to do stuff." So yeah, it was amazing to have them. And now the rest of the work becomes mine and mine alone. But as I said to my mom, the hard part is over. And now I can piddle around. Now, still having really no place to go, I can take my time and set up the rest of the house and continue to work my way from room to room. So thank you for all of your kind messages about being a homeowner for the first time and the moving process. Many of you sent messages of empathy and let me know you were thinking of me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That is our toll-free line, and it's brought to you by Geico. Geico introduces the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. You can take that on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4CBS. What's your reaction to Cam Newton joining the New England Patriots on a one-year deal and doing it at a really low risk, not just rate, but a low risk decision for the Patriots? Maybe Cam, similar to say an Andy Dalton, what he's hoping to do in Dallas, a Jameis Winston, what he's hoping to do in New Orleans. Cam wants to earn another starting job in the NFL, whether it's with the Patriots long term. There's another question that we don't have an answer to, or whether it's just for this year until another opportunity opens up. He has the chance to prove himself, and the Patriots got what they wanted too. They got another talent that poses a different type of a look for defenses and a competition for Jarrett Stidham. And I guess to a lesser extent, Brian Hoyer, though that's not why they brought Brian back. But this is, it's once again a Bill Belichick move that makes all kinds of sense, especially on a day. It actually dwarfs the news about how the Patriots were fined a draft pick and got reprimanded by the league for the whole filming from the press box of the Bengals sideline. That, of course, was a crew that had nothing to do with the Patriots. It was completely independent. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Love to hear from you. And here's kind of the question that I'm throwing out there. wherever you were on the Patriots spectrum in 2020. Now, I know there are Patriots fans who thought the Patriots weren't going to compete this year. There are Patriots fans who thought without Tom Brady and watching the reunion of Brady and Gronk in Tampa, that this was going to be a down year and a rebuilding year, that they shouldn't be looking at Jarrett Stidham as their starting quarterback. Wherever you were, maybe you thought the Patriots are still going to win the AFC East, and all of this talk about how, you know, they're down, going down the tubes as Brady departs, that you thought that was stupid and bunk. Wherever you were, how does this Cam Newton signing change your thoughts on the Patriots in 2020? Do you view them as more of a serious contender with Cam in the QB room? Twitter, Facebook, your phone calls. We'll take all of those even as we move forward here on CBS Sports Radio. With the Orlando virus cases spiking, and I'm not here to give you the science. I'm not here to give you the stats. There are a variety of reasons why the number of virus cases is spiking and why the numbers have gone up in places like Florida and Texas and Arizona. Okay, so that's not what this show is about. We've got a bunch of other stuff to do, like the stories I have to tell you about how my mom set the dishwasher on fire. Anyway, that's coming up before the bottom of the hour. So you can say whatever it is that you like. You can debate on your own time why the Orlando cases are on the rise and whether or not sports should be returning to Orlando. At this point, they are, so that's where I am. Okay, so they are returning to Orlando until we hear something differently. In the meantime, both Major League Soccer and the NBA are going through these new testing policies. They're trying to figure this out. They're attempting to find a rhythm with the testing because it's going to be exorbitant and it's going to be extensive over these next few months. And so this initial start to the testing policy and the testing process, well, it's laborious and it feels maybe like a bit of overkill. But you obviously have to test the athletes and the coaches and the managers and the travel parties, everything else. You have to test them both where they were and then again when they arrive in Orlando. And as the MLS descends upon Florida for the MLS is back tournament, remember it's this World Cup style tournament, there are expected to be at the very least 1,200 players that are, I'm sorry, not players, 1,200 people, including players, who are part of this tournament. It takes a lot of people to get an event of that size coordinated and then to keep it moving forward. So 1,200 to, at the extreme, 1,500 people. I don't know that it'll be that high. But there are so many tests that have to be managed, so much data that has to be collected as they try to figure out the right way to do this. So they're testing the teams and they're testing the travel parties, they're testing MLS officials before they head to Florida. And then, of course, they're testing them again when they get to Florida. Okay, so here's kind of where we are. Not everybody arrives all at the same time. Major League Soccer revealed on Sunday that 18 players and 6 staff members have received positive tests. Okay, so you had 24 people that recorded positive tests before traveling to Orlando, and then another 2 who were positive after arriving in Florida. So again, it's a little bit convoluted because there are so many tests going on and not all the teams are arriving at the same time. Overall, this is going back to the beginning of June when they started full training. So team workouts. 668 players. So this is just athletes now. We're not talking about staff members. 668 players have been tested in the month of June. So not quite a month, because Saturday will be July 4th. Can you believe that? Can you believe Saturday is Independence Day? Oh, my gosh. I'm hitting myself in the head with a pen as I say that. I don't know why. I guess I just emphasized it against my noggin. So 668 players, and they've had a positive test rate of under 3%. Okay, so 2.7% is what they've gotten so far from soccer players. Compare that to the most recent round of NBA testing, in which the positive rate was 5.3%. Just numbers that you can interpret or look at any way you will. Since they arrived in Florida, 329 people have been tested, two players positive. Okay, so I'm giving you a lot of numbers, but trying to give you some context and some perspective. Right now, unless the players, or like Ezekiel Elliott, the agent, chooses to reveal the names, these are going to remain anonymous. And they should. The most important part is not that we know their names. The most important part is that other athletes or staff members, coaches, who are around these players who tested positive, can be identified and can also be tested, potentially quarantined immediately. So they had two initial tests within 72 hours of starting their training, and then they've been tested, players and staff tested every other day since then. That's a lot of tests before they ever arrive in Orlando. Once they get to Florida, they got to get tested again. And they have to quarantine until they receive the results of those tests. It's elaborate. And yet it's important. According to the Florida Department of Health, Orange County is right now testing at a positive rate of nearly 16%. That's over the past 5 days. As you may or may not know, Orange County is the county in which most of Walt Disney World is located. And that's, of course, where the MLS teams and staff will be staying. A couple of hotels are located in Orange County. The ESPN Wide World of Sports complex is in a neighboring county. Their test rate is also way up. And so we know the numbers are on the rise, and it's not just the numbers of positive cases, because if you don't have percentage of you know, test positive rate, then you don't really have context, because of course we're having more and more people tested every day. But in Orlando, it's not just the number of tests, it's also the percentage of positive tests. And so there are some concerns there, for sure. I like the transparency. I appreciate the transparency of these leagues. The fact that they are releasing these test numbers, whether it's through sources, whether it's officially. But there needs to be transparency, A, for public health, and B, because the athletes, the staff, the other leagues in the United States and in Canada, they deserve to know as well what's happening, because that helps them craft a plan for their own returns. And I do believe the leagues are sharing their information. So there is risk. We will never live in a risk-free society ever. It's just a matter of the individual athletes, how much risk are they willing to absorb to get back to what they do for a living? And it's not just about the money, but I also wouldn't say it's just about the love of the game. I mean, those are the two extremes. I only do it for the money. I only do it for the love of the game. Money is irrelevant. You're not going to hear either one of those from too many athletes. There are a lot of other reasons why the risk might be worth it to them. But there are going to be some who decide it's not worth it. Then you've got coaches and managers and staff members. It's a lot of people. Even if it is a bubble, it's a bubble filled with a lot of humans. But these leagues have indicated, we know there will be positive tests. We have to be willing to move forward and figure out a plan when those tests, not if those tests come back positive, but when those tests come back positive. And right after I started my staycation, golf was dealing with a bunch of, I should say a bunch, a handful of either positive tests of golfers or caddies or people who were around others who had had positive tests. And so we're seeing it in other sports, and they're having to navigate those positive results. How far will they allow it to go before they take the drastic measure of maybe shutting down or postponing or suspending? I think it's, once again, a microcosm of the United States of America or of Canada or of any other country. There's got to be balance. And in the case of these major sports, major team sports, they're not going to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I never really understood. I mean, I understand that cliche, but never really liked it. Who throws out a baby just because you throw out bathwater? It doesn't make any sense. So the idea that they're going to shut the whole thing down because there are a handful of tests that are positive, or even a couple dozen. If you can contain and limit, well, then you have to move forward. They already know that this is a risk. They already know that they're going to be dealing with the virus. Can they catch it quickly enough, quarantine these athletes or staff members or coaches, and prevent a spread? That's the question, not can they keep the virus out of the bubble, though that would be an optimal situation. It's can they keep it from spreading enough that they can continue playing?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick giving you a peek behind the curtain and a reminder of what they've been able to do without Tom Brady when they had to over the past 20 years. But now Brady is illicitly practicing with his teammates in Tampa, despite warnings from the NFL Players Association. Always. The man gets himself into trouble. Always. He invites the controversy, I think. And Bill Belichick has moved on. The best way to get over someone is to find a new love. That's what they say. I don't know who they are, but that's what they say. Thus, the term rebound relationship. Is Cam Newton Bill Belichick's rebound relationship? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Okay, a couple of stories from the staycation and move-ageddon. First of all, I had taken Penny to the vet the week before my family showed up. So the week that I was last doing the show, and she had blood work done because she needs to get her teeth cleaned. She's nearly 11. She's got a couple of loose teeth, and the vet, I agree with the vet, but it's time to get her teeth cleaned. If you do that with dogs, very often you're extending their lifespan, because if they have gum disease, it's a lot like humans, but it can translate pretty quickly into kidney disease or renal failure. And so I'm trying to do this so she can be healthy as long as possible. She gets the blood work done. I schedule her teeth cleaning. Doctor calls me this past Monday and says, well, her kidney numbers are fine, but Penny has Lyme disease. And she gives me all these reasons, these numbers, why she's confident that Penny has Lyme disease. She said to me, has Penny been bit by a tick lately? Now, I treat the dog every month, as many of you do who live in places where ticks and fleas are an issue. 3 years ago, and I told this story on the air 3 years ago, I found this fully engorged tick on Penny's neck. I think it was on her neck. And of course, freaking out, I removed the tick and she appeared to be fine. There were no lingering results, at least not that I had seen. She didn't act any differently. She still doesn't like the heat, but whatever, that's the dog. And she didn't appear to have any ill effects from getting bit by this tick. So the doctor says, has she been bit by a tick lately? And I said, no, not that I know of. It's been 3 years since I pulled that tick off her. Anyway, she puts Penny on medication for 30 days, antibiotics for 30 days, a pill and a half. Good thing my dog eats everything I give her, because giving pills to pets is not the easiest thing in the world. Anyway, I looked up the symptoms of Lyme disease in dogs, and here are some of them. lethargy, I guess how you say it, lethargic, and that's not Penny. I mean, she sleeps a lot, but she's not morose and lethargic. Loss of appetite, which is clearly not my dog, and depression. No, Penny's not depressed either. But as I started giving her the meds, she's been on them for 6 days now. Boy, do they knock her out. She's so tired after she takes them, and I'm actually worried about her. Maybe the dosage is too strong. If you're wondering about the dog, she's adjusted well. It was a stressful last few days because we had thunder and there are fireworks, and so the poor dog hates both of those, but she's doing okay. We take good walks in the morning before it gets super hot, and right now she is conked out, not quite snoring, but sleeping right next to me, sprawled out on the hardwood floor. As for the cat, oh dear Lord, she is a disaster. Spent the last week nonstop howling, meowing, following us around the house. Just, she's a mess. I think with the family gone now, maybe she'll settle in a little better. And it's been a stressful couple weeks for her, losing Ellie, which was her sister, and then moving and then having all these people in the house and everything else. So the cat's a disaster, but that's nothing new. She's very high strung. I don't know that my mom setting off the smoke alarms and scaring us all half to death helped at all. Same day that we find out that Penny has Lyme disease, my mom runs the dishwasher in the evening. And I don't know why she opened it. There was something in there that she wanted to get out before the heated dry was finished. And so the cycle hadn't quite finished. The washing and the rinsing were done, but the heated dry was still taking place inside the dishwasher. So mom opens it up. Smoke comes pouring out. I mean, smoke comes pouring out of a dishwasher. I didn't even know that was possible. So anyway, we get all nervous. Of course, the smoke alarms go off. It smells like nobody's business, right? It was awful. I'd rather smell dog poop than that. It was terrible. Something was burning really badly inside the dishwasher. So, I mean, we've got the AC on because it was really humid and hot this past week in my neighborhood. So we opened up all the windows. It was a mess. We're opening up windows, there's smoke around the house, fire alarms going off. Thankfully, we were able to turn them off pretty quickly. I didn't even know where they were until mom set the dishwasher on fire. I'm worried that now my dishwasher is broken because we had a plumber in last week. The toilet was leaking. The shower was leaking. We already had a plumber in the house, for heaven's sakes. It seems like every room I go through, I find something else that's broken or needs to be fixed. The older couple who sold me the house, they lived here 40 years. They let it go. I can understand it. They were retiring. It was probably a lot for them to handle. They let a lot of things go in addition to being filthy. So it seems like every day there was something else that needed to be fixed. So I'm thinking, oh no, not the dishwasher too. Are you kidding me? Wondering if maybe the water didn't work and that's why it was so hot in there. And that's why, you know, the heating element had kind of, I don't know, set itself on fire. Don't ask me. So mom had the oven. No, I'm sorry, not the oven, the stove grates. She had put them into the dishwasher. They were covered with grease. They were awful. So she had taken it's a gas stove. So she had taken those black grates off and put them in the dishwasher. And she thought maybe that's what it was. So it just smelled to high heaven. It stunk to high heaven. We finally get the smoke alarms off and we kind of close the dishwasher and just hope that it, I don't know what we were hoping for. Just we were going to bed. The next morning, come down. The smoke is kind of dissipated. We open it up. Wouldn't you know? Mom's little bitty lid to her traveling Tupperware is melted onto the heating element. So it wasn't the dishwasher that malfunctioned. The water was fine. It wasn't the stove grates with all their grease. No, mom had lost the lid to this little bitty Tupperware. It was probably, I'm trying to think, maybe 6 inches long. It was an oval, 6 inches long. Think of a track in NASCAR. And she said to me, I don't know where the lid is. I don't know where the lid is. And I kept telling her, look in the dishwasher. It's in the dishwasher. Look in the dishwasher. Oh, I looked in there. It wasn't in there. Oh, no. Well, we found it when it was melted to the top of the heating element. So mom loses the lid to the heating, to the Tupperware, leaves it in the dishwasher. Somehow with the water and the flow of the water, it ends up on top of the heating element, which is, I mean, it's, that thing is hot. And so it's melted onto it. And of course, that's where the fire came from. That's where the smoke came from. And that's why it stunk, because it was burning plastic. Ugh. Who knew you could set a dishwasher on fire? I now know. Raise your hand if you've ever had a situation like that. Thanks, Mom. But she earned her keep over the course of the last 8 days, so I can't complain.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Our football experts that we hear from on the show from time to time, those who played both sides of the ball. I don't think you need to be an expert to have an opinion. You don't need to be an expert to express your opinion here. We love to hear from you. So you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A lot of you responding to the question of, what's your reaction to Cam Newton joining the New England Patriots? I'm busy writing a CBS Sports Minute about it that you'll hear a little bit later on your quality affiliate or wherever you listen to our CBS Sports Network. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian McFadden was with us, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. Man, they all blend together. As a guest on the show, he's a former NFL player himself, obviously, and is now with CBS Sports HQ. And he loves this idea of Cam and Bill Belichick joining forces.
I'm hyped about this move for both parties. For Cam, of course, as an individual, being able to get his career back in the right direction. And then for the New England Patriots, I think it's an ideal fit for what they're trying to do going forward. So I think looking at what the New England Patriots have on the defensive side, still a top tier unit. Granted, they lost a few guys from a year ago. They still have some great playmakers on the defensive side. If they can kind of get that offense to be more explosive, to be more, you know, up to date based on what we've seen last year with a true pocket quarterback. Yeah, you have to put the New England Patriots right in the thick of things, not just in their division, but Joe, the National Football League, primarily the AFC.
Brian McFadden on CBS Sports HQ, former Pittsburgh Steeler and two-time Super Bowl champ in the defensive backfield. I do believe Cam can give the Patriots a different look. Certainly, Bill Belichick likes to have versatile players. How many times have we seen that over the years? He brings in players, whether it's by free agency or via the draft, that can do a variety of things, that present a variety of skills, that can move around and can show a variety of looks. And I don't necessarily mean move around like Cam has moved around, but it applies there as well. I mean move around as in they can morph from different positions, whether it's on the line, whether it's in the backfield, gosh, whether it's offensive players, linemen who catch touchdowns, or running backs who line up as wide receivers, whatever it is, Bill Belichick likes to throw wrinkles into his offense and his defense, and he likes players who are willing to fill a variety of roles, but also bring different skills and talents so that they can, in fact, step outside their comfort zone and do something different that he asks of them. And so when it comes to Cam Newton, not only can he move around, literally, if he's healthy, but he can also change the offense that the Patriots have presented for years with Tom Brady. Now, we shouldn't be under any illusions that Cam Newton is still that scrambling quarterback who can bulldoze people. If we get back to that point, great. He obviously has this incredible size. He's a freak of nature when it comes to his physical size and his strength. But he also is an older quarterback who's gone through a bunch of injuries, and part of that is because of the pounding he's taken on his body over the course of his NFL career. So now he's had time to rest. He's had time to recover. Will he go back to that guy who's physically dominant? Will he be a little more of a pocket passer? I mean, we saw him develop that side of his game as well. But the fact that he could run, that he's a threat to run, changes things for the Patriots, because Tom Brady was never a threat to run. He didn't quite have cinder blocks for feet, but I mean, we know he's over 1,000 yards rushing for his career, and they would use him on fourth and short. The QB sneak was something that the Patriots did often with Tom Brady, but it's not as though you had to worry about him getting outside the pocket and beating you with his legs very often. It was only if he could see a huge hole and was left largely uncovered. His vision would allow him to spot those opportunities to run. This is not a guy who's going to beat you in a foot race. And maybe Cam doesn't anymore, but he could certainly bulldoze people, or he could. So I'm anxious to see what it is that he brings to the table, but it's certainly different than the prototypical pocket passer that has been Tom Brady for the last 20 years in New England. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. What is the QB plan for Bill Belichick? Well, that is the big question right now, isn't it? We don't know what that depth chart looks like, even in his mind. What is the depth chart? Is it Stidham, who's been praised over the past, 2 months? Or including through that stretch with the draft, where the Patriots declined to draft a quarterback? Or is it now Cam Newton, as long as he's healthy, because of the experience, because of the wisdom, because of the skill set, does he immediately jump to the head of the class, so to speak? And is he the number one option going into training camp? Here's Pete Prisco, CBS NFL Insider.
I think he was going to explore some other options as well. He didn't want to give up draft picks. You know, you heard some, reports at some time they were going to make a move to go get other quarterbacks. It didn't work out that way. And I think this is a great opportunity because you don't have to give up anything. You're getting a guy off the street who has MVP pedigree. That's a great situation for the Patriots. Now, everybody will say, oh, wow, they've had a lot of great additions over the years. Guys picked up off the scrap heap that have come in and done some really good things, and they have. But they've also had misses. Let's remind people of Albert Haynesworth. Remember? He was a disaster there when he signed a big contract. So they've had their share of misses, but I think this one has a chance to be a big hit for the Patriots. It's going to be interesting to see how they balance this out. Do you commit to the 31-year-old quarterback for a year and then see what happens after that? Or do you give Jared Stidham, who's a fourth-round pick, an opportunity to go in and win the job as well? That's going to be fun to watch when we do get to training camp.
I can't wait to get to training camp. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So what's your reaction? It's not so simple as Cam is washed up. It's also not as simple as, oh, it was definitely the injuries. It may be somewhere in the middle. It may be somewhere closer to either one of those. But to find me on social media and to say he's over the hill, his best days are done, and to not acknowledge the injuries, well, you're missing the forest for the twees. I don't know what twees are, but I don't think we have them in my neighborhood. I think I was thinking Twitter, and then I went with trees. Talking is hard, you guys. So to ignore the fact that he's had serious injuries is to take a major piece out of this equation. We don't know what Cam is going to be like when he's fully healthy again, because we haven't seen a fully healthy Cam Newton in a couple of years. But we certainly remember what he was like. Brilliant at times, MVP form when he was healthy. So to say dismissively that Cam is done and there's no talent left there, it's just miss a major piece of the equation. Guys get hurt, and then when they have time off, they get healthy. Do you believe that he could be a formidable QB, a weapon with a diversified skill set, if in fact he's healthy? Well, Bill Belichick believes it's worth a try. Thus the incentive-laden contract. And once again, I'll come back to the fact that Cam Newton is more than likely going to be at the hungriest, most motivated point in his entire career. Because his demise, and I'm using my air quotations, has been wildly and widely discussed, debated. There are people who chalk him up to being washed up, a disappointment, over the hill, done. The fact that he had to take a contract that was incentive laden when he was an overall number one draft pick for 9 years, holds most of the Panthers' passing records. This is not where he thought his career was going to go. But he has an opportunity now to earn another starting opportunity. Haha. He has another opportunity to earn a starting gig in the NFL again. And that's all he could have asked for. I think it's amazing that he has this chance, and he's gonna approach it with all the tenacity and passion that we are used to from Cam Newton.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.